donate, and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Hey, we're back. I do want to tell folks very quickly, too, lampsofliberty.com, lampsofliberty.com. You folks out in Pennsylvania, you really need to be a part of that because they're going after these corrupt politicians that you have there in Pennsylvania. And you can call lampsofliberty.com at 814-408-4576. That's 814-408-4576. Do you want to say anything about Lamps of Liberty, John Coleman?
Well, they're having impact and getting very well organized and growing. So, yeah, support Lamps of Liberty, and you know, you can maybe even use it as a model for your own state. So take a look at it and join up.
All right. James in Michigan pledges 100, and Bill in Pennsylvania pledges 100. So we're down to 35. We've got approximately 49 minutes left, and we need to raise 3,500 yet. So there you go. That's where we're at. All right, fellas. The DOJ Inspector General says, as Department of Judas, Inspector General says department must address concern about politicalization, okay? The Department of Justice, DOJ, or Judas, must address deepening concerns that is not insulated from political influence, the agency's watchdog stated in a new report. Now, that is Inspector General Michael Horowitz. He goes on to say, the DOJ failed to follow policies and procedures designed to protect it from accusations that it politicized or partially applying the law in a number of cases, including while investigating Donald Trump's campaign during the 2016 election, and in leaks to media, Inspector General Michael Horowitz noted. Now, numerous national events in the past year have crystallized the urgency of the department to address this challenge in a meaningful way. He wrote, including the discovery that the DOJ under the Trump administration obtained communications to and from members of Congress and accusations that protesters were cleared from Lafayette Square in Washington on June 1st, 2020 for political purposes. Such events have all raised questions about the department's objectivity and impartiality and negatively impacted the perception of the department as a fair administrator of justice, Horowitz said. First of all, I'm just going to finish there because it is not an independent department anymore. They are a part of the Democratic Communist Party. They are a part. They belong to Joe Biden. They belong to Nancy Pelosi. That's reality. They are not an independent. Do you guys have any comment on that?
Pastor Ernie, you're absolutely 100% correct. And it always was somewhat of a political animal. But now the Department of Justice, which the FBI is under, they are really at war with us, Pastor Ernie. They have a non-American agenda, and it's a more like the New World, not more like, it is the New World Order agenda, Pastor.
All right, I'm going to ask you this question here. I'm going to read you a passage out of the scripture, verse. Ready? Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Okay, now, we have a clip, and here, there's this fellow named Don Lemon, or Don Lemon, and I believe he's on, is he on CNN or is he on PMSNBC? But anyhow, I've never heard him tell the truth, not one time. He has never told the truth that I've ever heard him. Could you play that clip?
His presidency. It took until today for RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel to clearly admit President Biden won.
painfully, Joe Biden won the election. he's the president, of course. It's very painful to watch. I think there were lots of problems with the election, and I think it needs to be looked at. But yeah, he's the president. It sucks.
Okay, so facts first. There has been no proof of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election, and the DHS has called it the most secure U.S. election in history.
I told you that it is the most corrupt, and Don Lemon, there is no proof. Listen, the Don Lemon, there is no proof that he has ever told the truth on anything, folks. People that even know him will tell you that they've never heard him tell the truth. And he is, this is why he's so popular with the left out there. This is the most, listen to me. Here, I'm going to read that part again. And all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. That was the most corrupt election. It was the greatest amount of election fraud in the history of America. And anyone and everyone that says different is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them, and they're going to be with Don Lemon in that burning lake of fire. And I challenge any of them to have the guts to come on here and sit across from me in this studio and challenge that. What do you think of that, McTernan and Holman?
Well, Pastor Ernie, we watched on TV when the votes were switched. I mean, that's all been documented. Trump would have whatever number he'd have, and then 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, an amount that were his votes would be reduced by like 20,000, and Biden's would be increased by 20,000.
I watched them flip exactly upside down, the same numbers, but they flipped them when Trump was way out ahead, and they flipped the numbers exactly upside down, and Brett Baer standing there, and little Chris Wallace, like a. You know, who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes, right?
Oh, there's been so much fraud. Trump is winning Pennsylvania by I don't know how many votes with all the precincts in, except for was like 99.3%. And all of a sudden, I go to bed, I wake up in the morning, and Biden has gained like 400,000 votes during the night. It's never happened before, and you can't question it. If you question it, I don't know what you are to these people. So they live lies, they believe lies, they promote lies. Their whole being is a lie, Pastor.
I know that, John. And again, remember what it says. And all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Folks, we've got right now, we have got 40 minutes, and we still need $3,450, $3,450 short from where we need. So our goal tonight. So we've got 40 minutes to raise $3,450. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. And 888-677-9673. Look, I got to remember, doers of the Word Baptist Church, at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio, folks, we are not going to have an evening service this week. There will be no evening service. We're going to be having services started at 9 in the morning all the way to 4 in the afternoon all day. But by that time, I'll be so tired, I'll have to get out of there, okay? And afterwards, we're having our church Thanksgiving dinner. So by the time I'm finished with that turkey, I'm going to pretend to be an old man and go take a nap. What do you guys think about that?
Why pretend that, sir?
All right, there you go. So
now, folks, listen up. Give to this ministry, please. This ministry is needed. And the Bible says, let your needs be known. So Pastor Ernie's letting his needs be known. And you get information here that you're not going to get anywhere else, and there's boku dollars being funneled into worthless ear ticklers. So, folks, please support this ministry, and we want to see it grow and even more radio stations. Pastor Ernie gives a voice to people that have a voice nowhere else. We bring guests on here. that are, you know, the elderly that are being defrauded of their finances, people that are having their families stolen, and the vast majority of the people that it's happening to are Christians. So Pastor Ernie gives them a voice, and I'll tell you what, I get a lot of the phone calls, and there's a lot of work being done behind the scenes that you don't see, and we are making progress with helping these people. So please, you know, these people have no other place to go to. So please, please support this ministry.
I wanted to say this, too, with Ronna McDonald. When I first heard that she had come out and said, well, Trump lost the election, I was hot. I thought, no, don't tell me this. Not another liar. But then watching, when I watched it, basically what she was saying is that Biden's in the White House. In other words, not that she believed that he won, because I had heard her say prior to that, you know, that he just the opposite. But then there was, anyway, she just wanted to get over and not have the fake news media keep asking her the same old question. But that was, I'll bet you wish she could walk that one back. I wish she really could wish she could walk that one back. And there's a number of people out there that wish they could walk these things back. And one of them, I think, would be Franklin Graham, you know, who had told people that if Jesus were here today, he would take the shot. And if you guys heard what happened to Franklin Graham, didn't you?
Yeah. Pastor Ernie. Yeah, he has the same heart trouble that's, that shot generates. Exactly the same problem.
Exactly, yeah. And that's permanent damage now. And that's permanent damage. And what these virologists are saying, that those people, that when that happens to them, normally they don't have more than 5 or 10 years. Anyhow.
It's even less than that, Pastor Ernie.
You know.
It can be even like 3 years.
Well, I just hope that all of these people out there, that God would intervene and help these folks that have been taking these poisonous pokes. We've been begging it and warning people not to do it, but they're dropping like flies. Now listen, also we need to really put the warning out. I've been listening to a lot of these farmers, and again, like I said, see, food is a good thing to have, isn't it, folks? Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't want to starve to death.
Well, you see, what's going to happen is going to be a major shortage of these things. And I would encourage our listeners out there now to get stocked up on some of this stuff. I heard this dairy men talking about how there's going to be a huge shortage on milk. A huge shortage on milk. And, of course, they're going to try to force the gasoline prices to go as high as they could possibly go. And so they want to stop your traveling as much as they can. Folks, there's going to be a lot of people that are running out of heating oil. It's going to be a very cold winter this year. And again, this is the Democratic Communist Party. They know if there was a fair election, they know at midterms, if there's a fair election, the Democratic Party is going to be gone. They know that. And so they've got to. And they know that the voter fraud that they've done, people are watching now, okay? You know, in Wisconsin, you have to be now, you have to be vaccinated to work at the polls. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, Pastor. Yeah. I think that it was Michigan or Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Now, let me ask you this. Who is it that gets vaccinated the most, the Democrats or the Republicans?
Of the Democrats.
You're absolutely right. All right. Oh, boy, listen here. Wait a minute. Let's see. Bob in New Jersey pledges 50. That means, John, you got to match that pledge. Okay. And then Steve in Mount Clemens pledges 200, and he's looking for someone to match that one. That puts us down to 3,200. We need 3,200. And we have approximately 35 minutes to get 3,200. Boy, that's about $100 a minute almost, isn't it? 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673, or 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Go ahead, John. You were going to say something?
It wasn't me.
Pastor O'Neill, the only thing that was on my mind was that it came out today that there's so much in this spending that people are not aware of. But one of the things that was in there is that they're going to require nursing homes to have an RN on staff, I think, 24 hours, which the article said is going to force a lot of smaller nursing homes out of business. So they not only murdered a bunch of people in the nursing homes, now their craziness is going to cause closing of nursing homes.
Well, people are scared to death right now today to go to nursing homes and hospitals. People have been waiting. They've tried to stay away from the hospitals, and this is why now all of a sudden the chickens have come home to roost. All of these people that have taken these shots, just like they told you, they were telling you back it was going to be around the Christmas time, from the time it started, when it was going to be the worst. And right now we're seeing an increase, a huge increase. Here's an article. You ready? Shocking! New England Journal of Medicine study. Vaccine immunity wanes against COVID virus after only 2 months. It should be clear by now that the Americans were lied to about the pandemic. No kidding. And the related vaccine. For over a year, Dr. Fauci, Mengele Fauci, has blocked successful treatments and overpromised on ineffective vaccines. But at least Big Pharma made record profits. Boy, did they. On Friday, Dr. Fauci told the New York Times podcast that the vaccines did not work and that the Americans are in danger due to their waning immunity. But don't worry, Fauci said, don't worry about that because we got a new one coming for you. We're gonna keep going after you. And you know, Fauci is basically saying, listen, at least this way you know what it is that's killing you, right? And you know what you're going to die from. Dr. Fauci told the New York Times podcast that that experts were starting to see some waning immunity against both infection and hospitalization several months after the initial vaccination. So there you go. What do you think of that, fellas?
And the other part of that is, and I think this is correct, that the people that are vaccinated carry more of the virus and that they can spread it without being symptomatic. So probably people should stay away from people that are vaccinated.
Well, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. I would. What's that called?
This is exactly backwards. You taught on this, I don't know, months ago. I mean, how the Lord would have us have the people that are isolated are the people that are sick, and the people that are well, you know, not. They go on about their business and take the necessary, you know, common sense precautions that the Lord tells us to do. But, of course, the government does it absolutely upside down and backwards, and look at the end result.
That was exactly right. They did everything that, and just the opposite of using common sense. In the states that use common sense, and the states that use hydroxychloroquine and that, you know, India now is COVID-free. A number of these countries now that have quit using that have become COVID-free. Look at Florida, you know, how good Florida and these other states that did, that opened up. Let me see here. We got, let's haste. Margaret in Illinois matches Steve's 200. That takes us down to 3,000. Now Steve will pledge an extra 200. That brings us down to 2,800. So now we're down to 2,800, and we've got approximately 31 minutes left. 31 minutes left, folks. So 2,800, it's still about $100 a minute. So 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right. Look, wait a minute. We just got another one popped up. Michelle in New Jersey pledges 200. There you go. So that puts us down to 2,600. This is doable. It's doable. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. Yeah, you're going to get it. You'll reach it.
Biden's Marxist Treasury nominee, Sally Omarova, is a convicted thief, according to court records. You know, it's like Biden says, look, I need a cabinet. So go ahead and contact hell and ask them to open their gates and send some people out for our cabinet. What do you think?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, that's a pretty good analogy. Just as they come out of hell, just grab them. You go here, you go take this position, you go here.
The Biden regime recently nominated an open Marxist to the role of Comptroller of the Currency. Sal Omarova was nominated to run the key post that regulates national banks last month. Remember what she said? She said it's her goal to bankrupt all the oil companies. Now, you don't suppose that's going to put a whole lot of people out of work, do you?
Well, Pastor Ernie, in addition to that, she wanted the Federal Reserve to take over all of our bank accounts would be under the Federal Reserve.
There you go. Sal Omarova was born in the USSR and is a devout Marxist. She refused to turn over her thesis on Marxism to the Senate, when she was nominated by Biden to run to the banks. And Biden trying to collapse the U.S. dollar. Current actions indicate he's handing the dollar over to international entities like the IMF. International sleuths discovered that Omarova joined a Facebook group of Marxists and socialists back in 2019. Again, this was only 2 years ago. Sally told reporters in one interview she wanted the fossil fuel industry to go totally bankrupt. Well, who was the other one that slept with a Chinese spy? That congressman,
Swalwell.
This is telling you, it's right in your face. Look at what we're doing. We're destroying your country. We're destroying your country. And you know what? We had a good president. America had a good president. We had one of the best presidents in my lifetime. He fought for America. He fought for America, for the people. The economy was better than it ever been. Things were good. We were on the road. More pro-life legislation was being passed. We were back on the roads to freedom and prosperity. And what happened? Through this election fraud, these anti-Christ people, and when those that should have answered the call and stood with the president, and I'm talking about the Republican senators and congressmen, they failed God and country. And when Mike Pence says, according to the Constitution, he couldn't decertify it. God's word, the Bible, talks a lot about the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. It was his responsibility. That election was as fraudulent as the day is long, and Mike Pence knew that. And he should have had the integrity, the honor, and the courage to say, no, we're going to take 2 weeks and take a look into some of this election fraud before we certify this. There's something smells really bad here. Mike Pence, and see, people aren't going to forget it. They're not going to forget it, are they?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I think he was in on it.
A lot of people do.
How else could he go along with this? Come on. You know? And did you notice after the proceeding was over, some politician...
The coin?
Yeah.
That was Nancy Pelosi. That was
that. No. That wasn't that. She was standing there with him. It was some... they never did identify, at least I'm not aware of it, but he gave Pence a coin. I was thinking that Judas should have given 30 pieces, Pence looked it all over, and then he put it in his pocket.
I'll bet it was one of those bitcoins.
I don't know. I don't know, Pastor.
I mean, they're going for like $62,000 right now.
But it was strange. He's standing there, two politicians from the from the Congress there came up, and they were talking to him. One took this coin, rather large looking coin, not small, and gave it to Pence. Pence looked at it and said thank you and put it in his pocket.
Okay, Daniel in Detroit pledges 100. That puts us down to 22,700, and we have 25 minutes, 2,700. And we can still do it, folks. We need about $100 a minute. Now, unless somebody out there wants to just go ahead and pledge the whole amount, and then I can save my voice, right? 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call now. This is an interesting article. Leftists at work. Okay, now here in Kenosha, a back alley there by the courthouse, you see piles and piles of bricks that were stacked up. Now here, Star Fire Codes reports that there are already calls of suspicious activity coming through the police scanner. Now this was here back on, let me see. It was back on the 16th when these bricks appeared. Now, here, what happened, the alleyway, is, let me see. I'm looking at pictures. I mean, there's bricks everywhere. And the Gateway pundit previously reported the groups behind the riots in the U.S. include domestic terrorists, burn, loot, and murder. That's what they call Black Lives Matter. Or the U.S. Islamist, or... let's see. Another link to the Democratic Party. These protests are organized. These bricks are being delivered. And now, there was one off-the-record police officer had said, according to what I heard, that the FBI had those, but that's not been verified. And that would be really stupid of them to do that. To have those bricks. I mean, there's got to be thousands and thousands of things of bricks there just delivered and left off there. What do you guys think about that?
Well, that's exactly what happened during those riots, Pastor Ernie. The pallets of bricks were being distributed in various parts of the cities, like Portland and Seattle and other cities, so that they could be used as weapons to, you know, bust the glass and cars up and all. Yeah, definitely. So they were hoping for more similar riots, but I don't think that this trial had the firepower, Pastor Ernie, to create what they wanted to. They had all this hype and all, but it doesn't have the firepower.
No, it didn't. Let me say this very quickly. Okay, Anonymous, let's start with Anonymous in Virginia, 25. Anonymous in PA, 100. Danny in Michigan, 200. Annette in Yonkers, 25. Carol in San Diego pledges 100. And Sandy in Tampa pledges 200. That has to put us down close to about 2,000, doesn't it? I haven't done the math on this one yet. Let's see, 4. 5, it puts us down to about 2,000. I think we're down to close to 2,000. And we have 21 minutes left to go, folks. But go ahead, John, and talk about that there. What do you think? Do you think people have just had enough there? They weren't going to tolerate another riot there. They knew that they had these National Guards stand by, and this time they weren't going to stand down and let them burn. They were going to start arresting people, weren't they? Because now Biden and his regime that were promoting and exhorting these terrorists to burn people's homes down, now Biden knows he's in big trouble. Big trouble with the polls, isn't he?
And isn't that interesting, Pastor Ernie, that a man that got a record number of votes months later now has, what is it, approval rating of 30-some percent?
I don't even believe it's that high. I have not talked to anybody or run into anyone
How does a man that gets a record number of votes, I mean, I know the stupid things he did, but I think the voters knew that he was going to do those things, the ones that voted for him. So it doesn't make sense to me that his approval rating dipped like that if this was a, when we know it wasn't a legitimate vote.
You know, the people that are listening to us out here tonight, except for a couple, we have a few crazies out there that listen to us. And they send letters in, and I don't read them anymore. I read a few of them, and we use them for laughs. But for the most part, the people that listen to us understand that when you have rallies, when Trump has a rally and 50,000, 60,000 people turn out to his rallies, when he has a motorcade in Arizona, a motorcade that was 93 miles long, when there were 1,800 boats showed up for a Trump train in out there in, where was it, out there around San Francisco, whatever, when you've been to the rallies and you've seen that, I know, here, we all of these people, the enthusiasm, and then we see Joe Biden talking from his basement, we see when he has his 25 people showing up at his news conference. A person with even minimal intelligence would say that, this guy's going to kill him, right? I mean, when you take a look at that, is there any place left for common sense?
Not too much anymore, Pastor.
So, do you think the people when they end up paying $6-7 a gallon of gasoline, they might say to themselves, I wish Trump were back in office?
Well, I don't think we have to go that far, Pastor Ernie. I think that's the thinking right now. But I'm going to have to leave, Pastor Ernie. I got to leave early.
Yeah, I know. You got to get up early.
Yeah, thanks. I wanted to just to say how we have to be very careful now by watching these criminals in the White House, because they're from various angles, and you mentioned it earlier, Pastor Ernie, of food. A major weapon of the communists when they took power, Stalin, was they starved out any groups of people, literally starved them out, that were against him. And the Ukrainians, somewhere between 3.5 and 6 million Ukrainians were starved by the communists. And you folks, we cannot just relax here, because we've had abundant food forever, but we have criminals in the White House that will weaponize food against us. There's no doubt about it.
I would suggest, the folks out there, stock up on, especially, on like dehydrated food and frozen food, but I'm talking about freeze-dried food. I would definitely stock up also on medical supplies, and I would recommend highly that you order that kit from Wendy Wilson, Apothecary Herbs, that you would order her that kit that she has for pneumonia, she has natural herbal medicines with like a 14 or 15 year life shelf life on it. I've been taking them and they work. They're good. They don't taste real good sometimes, but they work. They're real medicine. And I would really suggest, and even some things like you might want to store up in a very, very safe place, some 5-gallon cans of gasoline. Because, again, like I said, remember, when they say build back better, it means to destroy completely, to take it down, to destroy America completely. That's their goal, to destroy. And I got people calling me saying, where's Trump? Why hasn't he come back? Where's our military? Our country is being destroyed. They're bringing in illegal aliens by the hundreds of thousands. Our country is being destroyed. Where's our military? Well, you want to answer that, John?
Well, they're under the control of the communists.
Yeah, McTernan?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, it's been compromised. The generals in there they're not American patriots. I don't know the upper ones for sure. I don't know how far down you go. They're not patriots. They're part of the New World Order. We're being sold out on every level, Pastor Ernie. What we need to do is hold the integrity right now of the states, like Texas and Florida, and get other states on board. We can't. I don't know how much longer we can let this go. We can let it. If it gets too far, Pastor Ernie, the country will be lost.
Well, you know, you've got all these Republicans saying they're salivating for the midterms. Wait to the midterms. Wait. We may not have a country by the midterms, huh, right, at the rate they're going.
That's what we've been saying. That's what we've been saying, Pastor Ernie. You know, so these are traitors, and they're pulling it off right in front of our eyes. And the Republicans, enough of them are going along with it to cooperate with the destruction of our country.
The rhinos, I don't know what they get paid for this. I don't know how much they're getting paid, but they're selling us out.
The pharmaceuticals will probably pay them off, Pastor.
Big time, huh?
Yeah.
There was a Republican. He was very well known. His name was Abraham Lincoln. Here's what he said. Our safety, our liberty, depends upon preserving the Constitution of the United States as our fathers made it, violate. The people of the United States are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. What do you think of that?
Well, Pastor Ernie, beyond that, it's the Lord.
Amen.
You know, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we have really insulted the Lord. The Supreme Court has thrown them out of the country, and they've legislated child killing, the special sin of homosexuality. They've legalized sodomy as a marriage, equivalent of a marriage, Pastor Ernie, and many, many other things. We've highly offended the Lord. How do we expect to be blessed with, and the church is, you know, you're doing what everybody should be doing, Pastor Ernie. And the church is, I don't know, it's like almost missing in action in what's going on, almost.
Well, we are seeing some signs of life, though, among the church. I noticed that more and more people.
Repentance.
Pardon?
It's got to be repentance and calling out to the Lord.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got to go, Pastor.
God bless my friend. All right. Where do we leave off there, Craig? I lost count. I lost track. All right. 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. I'm looking on here again, 888-677-9673. There's no new pledges. Okay, folks, we got to get some new pledges. We got to get some more. We only got 12 minutes. 12 minutes to get some new pledges, so again, we can do it. We're down about, 2,000? We need about $2,000. We're down to about 2,000. I'm seeing Randy walking in from one studio into the boardroom. He may have one. Okay, we got one. Marine in Springfield pledges 200. So we're down to 1,800. We're down to about 1,800 right now. We're getting closer to it, folks. All right. I see the phone lines are starting to ring. Wanted to say this, too. Here's a guy, Norman Matson Thomas, in November of 1884. Well, no, he was born then. He died in 1968. Was the leading American socialist, pacifist, and six-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party of America. The Socialist Party candidate for president of the U.S., Norman Thomas, said, in the 1944 speech, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. He went on to say, I no longer need to run as president candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democratic Party has adopted our platform. Now, here, I remember when the Communist Party leader was running. Do you remember who that was? He ran for years, the Communist Party, until Jesse Jackson announced that he was going to run for president, and he said he wouldn't have to run because we got another communist in order. Do you remember that, John Holman?
Vaguely, Pastor Ernie, vaguely.
All right. That's what he said. Anyhow, I'm watching on the clock. We've got 10 minutes. Here's a fast article here. Obama rages after former White House doctor claims, here's what he said, I'm 100% sure that Joe Biden is incapable of doing that job. Barack Obama and Biden gang have a fit when former White House doctor Ronnie Jackson claimed that Joe Biden is unable mentally to perform the job of the President of the United States. Ronnie Jackson says he is legally and medically senile. He goes on to say, former President Barack Obama accused retired Navy doctor and Texas Rep. Ronnie Jackson of betrayal for suggesting that President Joe Biden isn't mentally up for the job and should be forced to pass a cognitive test, the Republican has revealed. Well, folks, he's got his finger on the button. I would say that would be a good idea. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. You could observe him and see that he has cognitive problems, and, you know, he's doesn't appear to be able to make decisions on his own. Certainly, I don't think he's capable of making critical decisions.
Do you mean when he says things like, where am I and what am I doing here?
Yeah, it's sad. It's almost like elder abuse to have him in there.
All righty. You know, I believe the Pope is an Antichrist. I have to believe the Pope. I know he is communist to the bone. But there is a fellow named Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, and he calls on people of faith to unite in a worldwide anti-globalist alliance to free humanity from the totalitarian regime. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano appealed to Catholics and to Christians and people of faith to unite against the dark forces of globalism. That also is the dark force of depopulation. He goes on to say, he shared this moving text and video with us on Wednesday. The video and text are an international call for the creation of an anti-globalist alliance to defeat the evil elites who wish to enslave free men and women and promote a religion of humanity that cancels, and they want a religion of humanity that cancels people's faith in Christ. So there you go.
Well, Pastor Ernie, God tells man to be what? Fruitful and multiply. So, of course, what does the devil want to do? Exactly opposite of what God tells him to do. So these global depopulators are, you know, marching to the devil's drumbeat.
Absolutely. Folks, we need to hear from you. We've got, where did I leave off? Was what, 1600? Where did I leave off? Do you remember? I can't remember. But I do know that we've only got about 7 minutes left, but we can do it. We need some big, big pledges. And folks, don't keep the people that are answering the phones on the lines, because they got to keep moving. We can't miss any calls tonight. We've only got about 6 to 7 minutes left to meet our goal, and I think we're still at about 1600. We need so that's more than 200 a minute, right? Unless we get someone to come through, if we get another guy like the one we did earlier to pledge 1,600, then we're in good shape. But we don't get too many of those. But we need to hear from you. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We will be here for a couple minutes after the program tonight, because we've got to make our goal. Because next week, I don't want to be doing Pledge Week next week. Next week, I want to be bringing you the articles like we're doing, that we try to do every night. The information, We are the watchmen on the wall. We want to warn you about what is coming here. Another article. This is from Zoe Sky. Immune compromised individuals. Immune compromised individuals not producing antibodies even after receiving the COVID-19 boosters. Okay. The Wuhan coronavirus booster does not, our doses are now being rolled out in the United States, even as Americans continue to wonder why the first of two doses of vaccines aren't enough to prevent infections. Folks, let me tell you why. First of all, I'm just going to make this very simple. They're not vaccines. These are bioweapons. The fellow that invented the mRNA, he said, this is a bioweapon. He's the guy that invented it and tells you not to take it. So, folks, I don't know what else to tell you. It's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. It is a bioweapon. So, and I'm surprised they haven't tried it. By the way, in what you mentioned about Big Pharma making money, Big Pharma paid a U.S. government to purchase $1 billion, $1 billion more in Merck's COVID-19 pill, their super pill. And guess what? A recent international report of 64 studies shows that ivermectin has an 86% success rate as a prophylactic and a 67% success rate in early treatment of coronavirus, okay? The results mirror the 290 studies done on hydroxychloroquine that have been reported over the past year, okay? But don't worry, they have a pill that they want to charge you $700 for. That'll help you out. What do you think of that, John?
Well, I think that my understanding is that ivermectin is listed by the UN as an essential medicine. And I have the document myself that says that hydroxychloroquine is safe even for breastfeeding and pregnant women. So you all have been lied to. We've told you the truth in the past. We've shown you how it's been thwarted, destroyed, conspiracy to stop its use, and it's still going on. People, you need to make some noise now. Not sit back. Make some noise. Make some phone calls. Get on the horn and tell your representative this has to stop.
All right, folks, please do not keep the phone people that are the operators on the phone for a long time. They need to move on. The phone lines are ringing, and we got to get as many, because we're running right about out of time here. And I'll find out in about a minute or so how much time we have left in the program. But John, are you ready to give the invitation tonight?
Sure, Pastor Ernie. Sure. So, how much time do I have?
Well, I'm going to find out in a minute. I think. Let me see here. I think you have about 4 minutes right now.
All right. So, folks, we want to be a blessing to you, and we strive here because we know we will be judged more strictly, the Bible says, because we have to give out truth. We're very careful here to give out truth, and we always strive to give you truth. So we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to minister in this way. And so you've heard a lot of things going on that the devil's doing around us now, and we're living, we know, in the last minutes. And we know that we heard early in the show where all the liars and all the sinners that are unrepentant are going to wind up, and they're going to wind up eventually in the lake of fire. And, folks, that is what has to be avoided. And the only way that you can avoid that is to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the work that he accomplished on the cross. And he did that because, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And, folks, You want to have everlasting life because you do not want to go into that lake of fire. And those are the only two choices. And I can tell you this from experience. The moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ and you will know that you have eternal life, it'll be the greatest, greatest joy that you can ever experience. Ever experience. So we're telling you tonight that you need to trust the Holy Bible, which is 100% true, and no person in this world can disprove one word of it. The Bible says that you need to repent of your sins, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. So that's what you need to do right now, because no man is guaranteed the next minute. You could be going to have your last breath this very day. So we're asking you to put your faith and your trust of what Jesus did out of love for you on the cross. But believe, repent, and trust, and then do the works that God has prepared for you to do. And so, folks, that is the whole purpose and the sole purpose of what ministry is all about, is to bring people to Christ. So we ask you to do that now in Jesus' name. Well, Pastor Ernie?
Hold on. How much time do we have left there? Okay, folks, what he just said is absolutely right. The time will come when there's nothing. That'll be the only thing. That'll be the only thing that'll matter to you. Nothing else will matter to you. Only you're standing with the Lord. That'll happen. I mean, there's no chance it won't happen. It will happen. And you say, well, I don't necessarily believe that. Well, it doesn't matter what you believe. You see, since time began, what God has said is what happens. That's just the way it is, okay? Folks, God is the creator. He sustains us. You look all around. The entire creation cries out to bear witness that we have a creator, and we call him Almighty God. So I just want to put that to you. So don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Do exactly like John said, and I would do this. I would pray first and then go to the Gospel of John chapter 3 and then Romans chapter 10. Pray for, and then again, then say that prayer. Ask, repent of your sin, and ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Now, I want to say this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just had an anonymous from Tampa, Florida, pledges $5,000, another $5,000. So praise the good Lord above. Thank you. Thank you. All right. If you couldn't get on, give us a call back here. And we're going to be here for a few more minutes at 888-281-1110. 888.
Ernie, how much did you say was pledged?
Another $5,000 from Anonymous, the fellow that I believe. Is he the one who pledged the $1,600? He pledged. All right. There you go. He pledged $1,600 and pledged another. Thank you, Anonymous. We're running out of time for tonight. So till tomorrow, good night. God bless. And remember, always, always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.